Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, August 6th, 2025, and we have a great mix of local and regional headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
AutoNation helps young drivers gear up for a safe school year with free car care clinics in Dallas-Fort Worth. AutoNation Inc. is hosting free car care clinics in North Texas to help young drivers gear up for a safe school year. A recent survey found that 42% of parents ignore dashboard warning indicators for a week or more, with 10% ignoring them for 3 months. The clinics aim to educate young drivers on vehicle maintenance, including tips on checking tire pressure and understanding dashboard lights. Along with car care tips, the clinics will also cover driver safety education topics like distracted driving and proper driving positioning. Participants will receive a mini car care kit and must register to attend with a parent or guardian. For more information and to register, visit AutoNation's website. AutoNation offers complimentary multi-point inspections and other services to keep vehicles road ready. R&B singer Mark Morrison hosts back-to-school shopping spree in Wellington. British R&B star Mark Morrison, famous for his hit Return of the Mac, recently hosted a back-to-school shopping spree at the mall at Wellington Green for over 30 children from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Palm Beach and Martin Counties and Coastal Middle and High School. The kids shopped for school shoes, socks, and clothing at Foot Locker, with Morrison even buying a pair of sneakers for a young boy who wasn't on the list. Morrison's focus on mentorship and community impact goes beyond his music career, with his recent event receiving heartfelt appreciation from community leaders and participants alike.
A smooth move to Charlestown. Pat and Walton Miller had a seamless move to Charlestown, an Erickson senior living community in Kingsville, MMD, with the help of Erickson Realty and Moving Services. Megan Deal, Charlestown's planning and moving consultant, guided the couple through the entire process, ensuring a personalized experience. Deal recommends starting early and offers home visits to discuss goals and create space plans. She also provides trusted vendors for downsizing, selling homes, and moving belongings. The Millers, who sold their house to a relative, hired a mover recommended by Deal and had a stress-free moving day. Now settled in Charlestown, they enjoy the worry-free lifestyle and participate in various community activities. Deal advises those interested in Charlestown to join the priority list for coordinated and efficient moving services, allowing them to enjoy their new home from day one.
New Oak Crest residents enjoy expert, personalized help and support. New residents at Oak Crest, an Erickson senior living community in Parkville, Mendee, receive personalized moving assistance from planning and moving consultant Ashley Ruth. Judy Hurdle, a recent resident, found the process surprisingly smooth with Ruth's guidance. Priority list members like Al and Trisha Horst also benefited from Ruth's support, making their move seamless. Ruth recommends a no-pressure home visit to create a tailored plan. The Horsts sold their house for asking price with a recommended real estate agent and received up to $2,000 in moving expense reimbursement. Now settled in, they enjoy the community and activities at Oak Crest, feeling happy and at home.
States leading the U.S. in billionaire residents in 2025. California, New York, and Texas lead the U.S. in billionaire residents, hosting over 60% of the nation's billionaires. California tops the list with around 186 billionaires, driven by tech magnates in the Bay Area. New York follows with approximately 135 billionaires from the finance sector. Florida and Texas have 78 to 97 and 73 billionaires, respectively, attracting individuals seeking tax advantages and entrepreneurship opportunities. The U.S. is home to 756 to 868 billionaires spread across 42 to 47 states, with Alaska, Delaware, and West Virginia having no billionaire residents. 10 states have only one billionaire each, highlighting regional wealth disparities. Wealth concentration in high-density clusters like California and New York, tax incentives driving migration to Florida and Texas, and industry diversity shaping billionaire presence across different states are key insights from the data. Central Coast Funds for Children launches new online donation platform to support local youth programs. Central Coast Funds for Children, a nonprofit organization dedicated to supporting youth programs in Central Coast, California, has launched a new online donation platform. The platform aims to streamline the donation process, making it easier for community members to support their cause. Individuals can now visit the organization's website at www.centralcoastfundsforchildren.org/donate to make one-time or recurring donations. Executive Director Samantha Phillips expressed excitement about the platform, highlighting how every donation directly benefits local youth programs. With over a decade of support for after-school programs and educational initiatives, Central Coast Funds for Children hopes to expand its impact with the new platform. Visit their website to learn more and contribute to creating a brighter future for the next generation.
Music Peeler expands to East Coast with offices in Charlottesville, VA, and Washington, D.C. Music Peeler & Garrett LLP has expanded to the East Coast with new offices in Charlottesville, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. The firm has brought on a team of attorneys from Zobe Law, including Dwayne Zobrist, Garrett Barlow, Andrew Mulestein, and Zach Smith, who have expertise in business transactions, real estate, tax, estate planning, and litigation. This new team will be co-led by Stephen Bradford and Garrett Barlow, enhancing the firm's capabilities in serving clients coast to coast. With offices on both coasts, Music Peeler can now support cross-border matters and attract global clients seeking a U.S. presence. The firm's partnership with Ally Law will also benefit from this expansion. For more information, visit musicpeeler.com. HSR Zero Waste President co-authors op-ed in Resource Recycling Magazine. HSR Zero Waste President Jamie Kaminsky has co-authored an op-ed in Resource Recycling Magazine with Gary Liss from Zero Waste International Alliance. The op-ed emphasizes the importance of policy frameworks supporting the zero waste hierarchy for strategic waste management decisions. The updated Zero Waste Hierarchy, version 8.1, focuses on prevention and equity, reflecting global zero waste leaders' collective insight. This call to action urges policy leaders to embrace frameworks that drive lasting environmental and economic change. Learn more about the zero waste hierarchy and its impact on creating a more sustainable future at zebuya.org.
From Baltimore to the McDonald's Bun, a Greek-American bakery story. The McDonald's Bun is a remarkable Greek-American bakery success story rooted in the hard work, vision, and unwavering dedication of Harry Tsakalos and John Patarakis. Their efforts transformed a Baltimore bakery into a baking empire, a testament to the American dream fueled by European tradition. The story began in 1943 when H&S Bakery first opened, with Harry Tsakalos, a Greek immigrant, and Isidore Steve Patarakis, another Greek immigrant and bakery owner, joining forces. Their partnership, further solidified by Harry marrying Steve's daughter Liberty, laid the foundation for a baking powerhouse. Learn more about this inspiring journey on CityBiz's website.
Next Health opens first of five longevity centers in Chicago, Lincoln Park. Next Health, the world's most advanced brand of health optimization and longevity centers, has opened the first of five Chicago-area locations in Lincoln Park. To celebrate, Next Health will host a grand opening event on August 23rd, featuring a ribbon cutting and participation from local vendors. Offering services like biomarker testing, therapeutic plasma exchange, and more, Next Health aims to empower individuals to take control of their health. The new center in Lincoln Park provides convenient access to a full suite of health optimization services, fulfilling a strong local demand for proactive healthcare. For more information, visit Next Health's website or call to book an appointment.
SDA receives $100,000 impact grant from Nicker Illinois Community Investment. The Southland Development Authority, SDA, has received a $100,000 grant from Nicker Illinois Community Investment, NACA. The impact grant will significantly advance SDA's mission to provide financial resources to businesses driving community growth. NACA's Executive Director, Tova McCord, expressed pride in supporting SDA's work in strengthening communities and creating economic opportunities. The grant will bolster SDA's Monarch Fund, designed to fuel business growth and development-ready land in the Southland region. NACA's parent company, Nicker Gas, was also represented at the event, showcasing the unified support for SDA's vision. State Representative Will Davis, Cook County Commissioner Donna Miller, and University Park Mayor Joseph E. Rude III were among the speakers, emphasizing the community's commitment to SDA's goals. Jelt Venture Partners acquires a 92-unit multifamily property for $40 million in National City, California. Jelt Venture Partners, LLC has acquired the Commodore, a 92-unit apartment property in National City, California, for $40 million. The property, built in 2024, features high-end finishes, including in-unit washer and dryers, quartz countertops, and private balconies. With amenities like a resort-style pool and spa, the Commodore is strategically located near major employment centers and coastal amenities. GVP plans a long-term hold for the property, leveraging its operational expertise to unlock value. This acquisition marks GVP's second San Diego area asset as the company seeks to expand its portfolio in the region.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.